Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to our next episode of Lending Forward. My name is Terrence Guest, your host, and I have my fearless leader, Mr. Bill. Bill, you're here today.
Hi, Terrence, I appreciate it. I don't know about leading. I'm usually following you, but I appreciate being here and always happy to be on Lending Forward.
Awesome. Well, so Bill, we have another guest. He's no stranger to Atlantic Bay, but we have the CEO of NAMBA, the National Association of Minority Mortgage Bankers, Mr. Tony Thompson. Tony, welcome to the show. Tony.
Hey, Terrence, Bill, I'm excited to be here and happy to join you guys today, man.
Yeah, Terrence, I don't even know if you know this, but Tony and I go way, way, way back. I mean, this goes back to when Tony was the only guy rocking a suit and tie at every single meeting back in the Wachovia days. It's crazy to think. You know, you're in Charlotte proper, so you remember the days when Wachovia had one side of the street and Wells had the other side of the street. So we were both at Wachovia together, and Tony was that sharp-dressed guy. And even when people were like, hey, it's Gene Friday or whatever at a business meeting, Tony was rocking the suit. And, you know, you had to go over and praise him for his fine dressing, but also kind of lean in and find out more about him. So, Tony, I don't know if you remember that, but those are some good times.
Absolutely, Bill. Love those days. And, you know, it's always about representing. And, you know, at the end of the day, I used to say, you never know who you're going to run into in this industry or out in the marketplace. So you just want to always be ready for that first opportunity.
Right. I got a chance to meet some of your family as well. So I see that you passed that message on to your kids when I got to meet them. I mean, they're grownups now, but when I got to meet them at NAMBA's event last year, they were some sharp dresses as well. So it's nice to see when parents speak and their kids listen to them.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that the apple didn't fall too far from the tree, as the old cliche goes.
There you go. Well, let's dive into things. Terrence, get us started.
No, that's awesome. So, Tony, if you don't mind, just give us a brief breakdown, excuse me, of who you are, what NAMBA is, and we'll keep the conversation going there.
Yeah, you know, first of all, Terrence, again, man, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you guys today in Atlantic Bay. Great partners of NAMBA. So, first of all, shout out to Atlantic Bay and really their commitment to just increasing home ownership in every community that they do business in. You know, my story is really no different than most originator stories, I like to think and like to say. But I started out originating and actually, to Bill's point, started out my mortgage career in Charlotte, North Carolina, on the other side of the street with Bank of America. And so I was working for Bank of America for a number of years and then ultimately went over to the other side of the street over at Wachovia. And continue that career from a mortgage origination management standpoint. And, you know, from there along the way, man, the rest became history where I ended up just working for a number of IMBs and other large regional money center banks and ultimately, you know, got to where we are today, which is NAMBA.
So, Tony, you know a lot of people. So that move from, you know, tell us a little bit about kind of your migration south, because you were in Charlotte.
Yep.
But then really when I knew you, I was kind of in Charlotte, but then in the Atlanta market as well. So kind of tell us how you went from Charlotte down to where you are now.
Yeah, no, you know, one of the things when you look at your career or when you look at your business, you have to always think about embracing change. And a lot of times, many originators don't want to take a step out to make a change that ultimately could be the beginning of something great. And because that word fear. And so for me, starting out my career, I was actually in HR over at Bank of America. And then my president of Bank of America Mortgage was like, hey, man, you need to be in mortgage, right? And so from that standpoint, back in 1998, 2000, I started originating like an originator and really say, hey, you know what? I want to be the best originator I can be, but I also want to grow from a management career. And so obviously had the support of the leadership team that over at Bank of America, Bill, and realized that as I kept originating, I wanted to impact others' lives and help and coach and make a difference like you do and the great leadership that you provide to the team over at Atlantic Bay. And so from that standpoint, opportunities presented themselves to move outside of Charlotte to, you know, the Atlanta market. First, I went to Memphis, Tennessee. So shout out to Memphis with Bank of America. And then from there, ended up going down to Orlando, Florida, you know, with a bank called National City, aka now PNC Bank, during the lots of the time when a lot of banks were merging and going through this great recession period about a decade ago. And so for me, making the decision and making a choice to lean in, to take advantage and not be afraid of change, to grow my business and or to move to a new market and launch a new business from a real estate and lending perspective allowed me to grow. But it also positioned me for an opportunity that I did not ever know would be coming, which was that next opportunity. And so from that, I always try to encourage originators and leaders and folks who are in career roles never to discount the opportunity to look at making a change, because that change may be the beginning of something great that is happening down the road.
I love it. I love it. You're speaking Terrence's love language about being fearless in this industry. Yes. So Terrence, I know you're dying to jump in there. I'll let you go.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great to hear about, you know, this was a career, right? This wasn't something that was made up in 30 seconds as a TikTok video will do. So for everyone that's watching out, man, please take notes and listen that, you know, Tony's speaking about a career, right? A career that's evolved over time and not something that, you know, he wasn't a one hit wonder. So I appreciate that. So jumping right in. So Tony, when you talk about NAMBA, right? National Association of Mortgage Bankers, or the Minority Mortgage Banker Association, you know, what is the organization's primary goals and objectives?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I like to say NAMBA exists for two reasons, Terrence. The first part is if you're in the mortgage or real estate industry, we want you to become a better version of yourself. And the way that we do that is real simple. Train, educate, and develop individuals. You know, going back to my career, one of the things that I did about 10 years ago was I was at a crossroad when we were at this great recession and you had a lot of companies laying off, a lot of downsizing, not to the input and area that we have now, which by the way, yes, we're going through some change, but it's not as severe as it was if you were in the industry 10 years ago, if you can remember that. But in that period where I was going through that change in our industry, I was standing at a crossroad. And like many LOs today and many originators and many professionals, I had to ask myself one question. Do I and am I still passionate about what I do? Do I love or do I think I can continue to love what I do, which being a mortgage banker? And if your answer is yes, then what I decided to do 10 years ago, once I came to that realization that I didn't want to leave this industry, I committed myself to becoming the best version of myself. And the way to do that is to constantly educate, constantly grow, constantly build your network. And then most importantly, be intentional about developing your career, developing your business, and developing the skill set that will allow you to elevate. And so at NAMBA, our first why is helping lenders and helping originators and helping real estate professionals just become a better version by giving them the training, the resources that they need to elevate and grow their career. The second part that I realized was important is that we all are here, I believe, to make a difference in other people's lives. And the second part of our why is to find Tony's replacement, so the next generation of leaders will be at this table 10, 20 years from now, there's a Tony, there's a Terrence, there's a Bill. And so our job is to connect with young college students, introduce them to exciting careers in our industry. And oh, by the way, let them know that they can own the home at 23 versus 33.
That's amazing. And I say, you know, when we were at the event last year, and I know that we want to touch on that a little bit later in the episode, but when we were at the NAMBA event and you were speaking about the things that you just touched on before, I think that's one of the things that really resonated with me is just the way that you look at it, to where NAMBA's not exclusive, right? And I know it's focused on minorities, but it's inclusive of all of our groups that, and a lot of times just haven't been recognized and haven't had that support and knowledge. I know for myself, I didn't go to college thinking like, okay, one day I'll be a mortgage. I don't know that anybody did, right? We all had somebody say like, oh, come here, I'm going to do this or start this company. That's how it started for me. But a lot of people, the three of us guys, being African-American, it just wasn't an industry that was known or really talked about. My dad was in the military and then he was an exec with, corporate America, but there wasn't a discussion of really real estate or mortgage happening in my house. So I think that's what great mission that NAMBA has, to just make sure that people are better educated and more empowered to know that this is a career that they can choose.
No, absolutely, Bill. And it's a career that also very few people who do what we do get an opportunity to make the impact that we do. One of the greatest joys that I love when I was originating was sitting at that closing table, seeing that first time home buyer, seeing that senior elder person who you're saving money because they're on Medicaid and Social Security, and that's the bulk of their monthly retirement revenue. They worked 30 years in a hotel cleaning up, and you're able to save them $400, $500 a month on a refinance, which is God sent to them, right? And so the ability to positively impact other people's lives by helping them to build generational wealth or to create an ability where they can grow financially by using that mortgage as the cornerstone of their financial success, that, man, is very powerful. And so I constantly remind myself that our job is to equip those who are in the mortgage and real estate industry so that they can continue to touch as many people as they can in their communities to help everyone in those communities.
Right, right. Yeah, Terrence, I don't know about you. I know that last year was definitely a trying time for a lot of people in the industry on the mortgage side and the real estate side. So, Terrence, I don't know if you're seeing, you're more boots on the ground than I am. So are you seeing that we're having more opportunities, I think, for the first time home buyers as it relates to, NAMBA's mission as well? Or I guess kind of you and Tony touch on what we're seeing out there, what we're faced with.
Yeah, no, great point, Bill. I think right now, the mortgage industry, we're in the best possible place to be with regards to the programs and education that's available, for all buyers, whether it be your first time, whether it be your 10th time. I think that the opportunity that it gives us, again, like Tony spoke about, the educating piece, when you sit down and you see that someone is taking their savings, right? People say all day, well, can I take from my retirement and buy a house? You sure can. Right. And in fact, if you're not earning enough, a percentage for retirement, well, let's think about how we're going to make this investment part of your retirement. Right. So, yes, why not, look into the parts of being able to withdraw from 401ks or IRAs or things of that sort, to be able to make a down payment and to look at your future from there. So definitely I would say that where we're at and where we're positioned today is tons of opportunities. You just got to have a willing person to sit and listen. And be ready to act and push forward from there. So great point.
Tony, is that what you're seeing also kind of from your chair and the different, I know NAMBA covers, such a broad territory. Is that what you're hearing from, from your members?
Bill, one of the things I'll tell you, earlier today, I was having a conversation with a CEO, and where the CEO happens to be in both the broker and the retail channel. And one of the things that we were talking about was the lending environment today versus 3 years ago for particularly those communities of color and people in unserved markets, or as I like to say, not served markets. And what I will tell you is I believe that in today's market, being a first-time home buyer is actually a competitive advantage today versus than it was 3 years ago when rates were at an all-time low. Tony, why are you saying that? Well, it's real simple. If you can think about and rewind the tape, 3 years ago, every originator was fussing and complaining about cash buyers, you know, multiple cash offers beating out their buyer for the first-time home buyer market.
Right.
Well, we don't have that today. Granted, a little bit more of an interest rate environment, a little bit more of a housing stock challenge, but it's not a challenge that our great originator with a great real estate partner cannot help a consumer navigate through. And so we've moved a lot of roadblocks for first-time home buyers over the last 3 years in terms of the challenges that they had 3 years ago, where they actually can put an offer in on a house and they're not competing with 10 other offers or a cash buyer. And so from that standpoint, I think first-time home buyers and those who are serving that what we call community lending market, this is a great time to help reinforce and re-educate your consumer about the benefits of moving in today's home. Buy the home, date the rate, as we always say.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, right, Tony? And talk about, you know, I like to say, and I think we even adopted it here in Atlantic Bay, is like choose your hard, right? It was hard competing against, you know, cash buyers or competing against, you know, folks saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to buy this house sight unseen. So now, you know, the problem, you know, flipping, people say, oh, well, you know, the home prices are increased. True. Well, interest rates are up. That's true. But at the same time, can you purchase, right? Are you in position to purchase? Are you in position to be able to afford that payment? We also know rents have increased and rents are high. So, you know, I like to say choose your hard because it's all hard, but it's just relative when you once you place it into your perspective. And that kind of leads just to the next question. And I think you've addressed some of it, but I'm gonna kind of highlight it. You know, what are the key challenges and opportunities currently facing, you know, by the minority mortgage professionals, and how is NAMBA, you know, addressing them just from that standpoint?
No, absolutely. You know, first and foremost, Terrence, when I look at key challenges in for minorities in the mortgage and real estate industry, the first thing that I would say is that you've got to look at the opportunity first. And the opportunity is that if you are an originator or a sales professional in real estate or lending, we are going through a period of what I call the Great Reset. And what I mean by that is in 2020, we were competing and companies may have had advantages and if you're cash buyers, but with the onset now of a higher interest rate environment, coupled by rising inventory, but also the amount of change that is occurring in both the mortgage space, in terms of consolidation of companies, you know, companies looking at how their business model is, how they execute their business models. And then what's going on the other side of the aisle as it relates to the amount of change and uncertainty in the real estate community with commissions. And I think you'll see different business models spring up and pop up from there. Also, you know, just the challenges around NAR in terms of membership and what is the most recent rulings from the Supreme, from those court cases. What do they really mean? And they're going to play out over the next 2 to 3 years, just like the mortgage industry. What I say to an originator or anyone in sales today, control what you can control. And the one thing that you can control right now is becoming better. You know, and I'm going to give an athlete perspective. If you're a mortgage banker today, you need to take a look at your career and you need to take a look at today and develop an athlete's mentality where you got to get up. And this is the off season. You've got to start working out in the off season. You got to train. What does that mean? You got to learn about different programs and products. You've got to skill up where you're short at. Hey, if you're short around prospecting, if you're short around presentation skills, if you're short around social media engagement skills, you got to hone those up right now during the off season so that when this market turns around, you're going to be able to be in a competitive advantage to be leaner, meaner, faster, and more flexible to adapt to the market. And that's the one thing that I think most originators are just waiting on the rates to go down, hoping that rates will go down, hoping that they get a call today, hoping that that contract that they submitted with their agent yesterday gets accepted, because that's the one that's paying the rent or the car note next month. Hope is not a strategy. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And the one thing that I'm going to call this out, that most originators, and I'll even go a little bit step further, many originators of color do not do, they don't invest in themselves. I'm going to ask you one question, Terrence. If you were a stock today on the New York Stock Exchange, if your production, your volume, your brand, the Terrence Guest brand, if you were a stock on the New York Stock Exchange, would you be a buy, a sell, or a hold? And that's how you need to look
at it. I'd be buying that stock. I'd double down on that stock.
Right. And Bill, you know why you double down? Because you invest in things that you believe will create and generate value over the time moving forward. But if you're not educating yourself as a mortgage professional now, if you're not trying to up your game, I don't care what everyone else is saying. I don't care what the headlines are. I don't care what the interest rate is. Are you becoming better today than you were yesterday? And if you're not, you are a hold or you are a sell. And let me help you out. When you're a hold or when you're a sell, you get traded. You get moved and delisted off the stock exchange because you're not creating value.
Right. Right. Hey, so I'm going to stay on that. And I've got goosebumps just hearing you talk about it. But how, when you think of NAMBA, when you think of surrounding yourself with people who want to level up, and that's really what I saw at the event last year in Orlando. I thought that was, I thought it was fantastic, a growing event, but people in the room want to level up. How do you coach? How do you mentor? How does NAMBA help people that truly are in that hold or sell brand, but they think that they're in a buy? What are the things out there that are happening where we help people kind of realize truly where they're at and how to get to the next stage?
No, great, great question, Bill. So first of all, we all have to take a step back and realize that who we were yesterday is not who we are today. And what I mean by that is, Bill, oftentimes when I travel the country and I'm talking to originators, hey, man, I used to originate 75 million. Hey, man, I used to do, X amount. Hey, man, I'm like, hey, man, that's great. But what about today? Because we have to deal with the reality of today. And the good news is we all used to be really great at something back in the day, but how are we today? And once you have that ability where you come to the fact and say, you know what? Being the best means always looking at yourself every day and saying, what is the 1% I can do today to change? How can I become better 1% today than I was yesterday to become a better version of myself? And I think for the most part, where many originators and salespeople miss opportunities, first and foremost, you've got to cohabitate and collaborate more with people who are headed in the direction that you are. And that's kind of our goal at NAMBA, is bring right. people together, connect, grow, lead. That's our tagline. Connect people who are on the same wavelength, who have the same philosophy about how business should be done, and most importantly, who are committed to growing their business. Let's get them all together, whether it's on a webinar, whether it's in an in-person event, whether it's at a national conference. Let's connect them so that they can share best practices, because Terrence is not my enemy. Even though I may have a different jersey on than the jersey he wears, let me help you out. There's a $2 trillion business. So whatever business Terrence is getting, he's not getting $2 trillion worth. So he's not my enemy. Therefore, I should be in a mindset that, Terrence, how are you doing what you're doing? Hey, Tony, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm growing my business. This is an area that I think, you know, it has a huge opportunity. And it's conversely, I should be sharing
Tony's point, you know,
what I'm doing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, that's a great way to put it. And staying on Namba, and sorry, Terrence, I know you've got something you want to get to.
No, you're good. You're good.
I want to stick here. So, Tony, on Namba, I guess when we really get into, you know, the nitty gritty on it, for the minority mortgage banker, tell us quickly kind of who Namba is serving. Cause I think a lot of times when people hear minority, they're thinking, you know, people of color, but I know that you serve more than that as well. So kind of tell us who Namba serves. And then really when you think of all that you provide, what does a win look like for Namba? If you were to get a survey back from a member, what are they, what's that member telling you that they got from Namba?
No, great question, Bill. So first of all, let me say that for me, NAMBA is for everyone. Although it says National Association Minority Mortgage Bankers of America, if you look at our mission statement to provide training, education, and professional development to help people grow their business and their career, that's the first part. And whether you're black, white, green, yellow, gay, straight, or in between, really doesn't matter. If you want to become better, all we want to do at NAMBA is give you the tools and resources that you need to be able to invest in yourself to make your stock price rise. Now, at NAMBA, we like to say that we sell, we support and serve four really cohorts. When you look at the multicultural, so obviously people of color, Asian, Black, Latino, you know, you name it. If you're a person of color, NAMBA is here to help you because traditionally there hasn't been a resource for those individuals in our industry to go to. But secondly, if you're female or if you are a millennial, you know, getting started out, where can you go in this business? Again, just getting started to really have the opportunity to learn from people, to have the opportunity to understand how this industry works, not just on the sales side, but, you know, from a 360 view. And so for us, we want to make sure that if you are female, you're a minority, you're LGBTQ, NAMBA, and if you are white, by the way, hey, it's cool. NAMBA's here. If you just want to train and develop, if you want to grow, we're just going to help you become a better version of yourself. For me, the measure of success is when our members come back and say, hey, by engaging and connecting with NAMBA, it has helped me to grow my career. It has helped me to grow my business. It has helped me to grow my leadership in terms of the capacity that I've taken on of being an informal leader in my company, an informal leader in my community. Everyone doesn't need a CEO title to make a difference. Matter of fact, we don't need any title to make a difference. And our job and our goal at NAMBA and our desire and hope is that we inspire, engage and support people to help them achieve their goals and their dreams. And we do that in such a way that each person has their own goals and dreams. And our goal is to try to connect them through this ecosystem, as I call it, Bill, to achieve that.
That's beautiful, man. That is awesome. Good, Terrence. I know I had a string of questions there, so I'll let you go.
Was like he answered like three or four of my questions that were actually going
down.
It's all good. But one thing just to kind of point back and again, just to highlight, and I'm actually taking mental notes and I'm actually writing at the same time. But Tony, you said that like right now it's the time to, again, we should be getting better as a mortgage originator, right? We should be training. We should be going and doing professional development just throughout, you know, what's being offered and things of that sort. So, you know, again, there's never a time in this business that it's slow. If you're sitting, like you said, if you're sitting around waiting on an application or waiting for a partner to send you a contract, that's great and all, but what are you doing in between the time, right? Are you reading up on guidelines? Are you going out into your community and educating the masses just on what the changes are and things that are upcoming? So that's just something that we all embody just as an originator, right? Our job is to originate, right? You know, you got the mortgage lenders, they lend. You originate, well, you originate a lot of different ways, and it's just not in applications. It's also just originating in conversations. I love going to the grocery store. When I go to the grocery store, I always get an opportunity to talk to the person in front of me, behind me, and I talk to the cashier. So I'm going to talk to them, and we're just going to have the conversation. But that's just originating, right? Not originating necessarily an application, but originating a thought or originating an opportunity that you'll get just to have make sure that people know what you do and who you are and how you can possibly even help them. So I think that's amazing.
You know, Terrence, on that note, man, you know, I'm going to be 100 right now, as they say, and keep it real. You know, what I would tell originators today, just like I'm telling companies, it's really one thing. If you're an originator and hey, guys, we know we all live in the same world. So we're not, Tony's not in a fantasy world. We understand where the market is. We understand some of the challenges. But one of the things an originator, if you haven't stopped to do yet, I think every originator owes it to themselves to take a step back right now. And decide one thing. Do you love it or are you going to leave it? And the quicker you decide if you're going to love it, then you got to go all in. Matter of fact, all in is the new tagline for the NamaConnect. I'm letting the bird out, but it hit me recently as I was traveling. You know, I was like, hey, if you're in the business right now, you got to do one or two things. You got to love it or leave it. So that means you got to be all in right now in order to maximize the moment, the free time you do have, the interest rate environment where you can learn, the ability to up your game from a social selling, from a skill set, from a presentation, from changing your network. You know, we're in the midst of, as they say, we're getting ready to have, you know, football season and the draft. Well, maybe it's time you trade some of your agents. Maybe it's time you fire your head coach. Maybe it's time you look at and say, who am I going to invest in? What am I going to invest in so that I can get ready for the real season coming up here as we move forward?
I hear you. Terrence, just put me in, coach. Put me in. I'll keep playing for you.
Yes. I'm there.
One thing I will tell you, Bill, if you can make your way to NAMA.org this year, you make your way to NamaConnect, you will come back a changed person.
Fantastic. All right, Terrence, close us out.
Man, all in, right? Can't wait. So, Tony, your last question. How will Tony Thompson continue to lend it forward in the coming months, coming years, and things of that sort?
Well, you know, first and foremost, Tony's going to take his own medicine and advice that he talked to and that we've talked about over the last several minutes. I'm going to continue to lean in and grow and develop myself, but most importantly, grow and develop and position NAMBA to help more, do more, and impact more. And the way that we're going to do that, Terrence, we're letting you in on the future here, is we want to just make sure that the ecosystem at NAMBA can be a place where anyone and everyone can plug in and have the tools, the resources, and the support to elevate their career, elevate their business, while also giving back to the communities that they live and serve in each and every day. And so we are going to continue to elevate how this organization supports the industry. We've got some phenomenal things around tech stacks and resources that are on deck. Believe it or not, we're heading towards our 10th anniversary coming up here in not too distant future. And we are reimagining what the future of mortgage and real estate is going to look like. And therefore, we will reimagine what NAMBA will be looking like as we move forward. So stay tuned. Some exciting things coming down the road.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you, Tony. Thank you for joining us today. Bill, you're right. The time went by super fast, but we're more certain we'll see you again here in the near future.
Always great getting together with you guys. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.